Alrighty, let's get this meeting going, you guys. We're on the record. Time is now 10 a.m. on Monday, September 30, 2024. This is the regular session of the Upshur County Commissioners Court. Everybody's here, so I'm gonna declare we have a court is present. We're gonna start off, as we always do, with item one. We'll be led in prayer. Commissioner Jean Dolly, for which we will remain seated. Following Commissioner Dolly's prayer, Mr. Dustin Nicholson will lead us in the pledges to the flag.
Heavenly Father, we love you and praise you, and we thank you for this opportunity today, another day you have given us to live for you and to serve you and to do what is right for our fellow mankind. We ask you, dear God, to be with us in this court today and help us to make the decisions that will benefit and help the people of Upshur County. Help us, dear Lord, to be conscious of the needs and the problems that we are facing. And help us, dear God, to try to work with you, with your directions, to solve these problems that we can. And Lord, help us to put the ones we can into your hands, that you, O God, will help us to handle them for us. Lord, we come to you today, and we want to always remember the ones who protect us and serve us and keep us through hard and terrible times. We pray, dear Lord, that you protect and keep our military, our law enforcement, our first responders, our firefighters, all those that work 24/7 to take care of us. Lord, we ask you to bless them, protect them, keep them, lead them, guide them, and help them, dear God, to be ready to serve when the need arises. And Lord, we pray this day for your will to be done in our lives, that we may serve the one and only true God, Jesus Christ. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Honor the Texas flag. I pledge allegiance to thee, Texas, one state, under God, one and indivisible.
Thank you, both. Item two is citizen comment, and we have some folks signed up to talk to us. We have Mr. John Beck with us, Mr. James Beck, and Mr. Terry Beck. And we're glad to have them with us today, and they're here to talk to us, and they'll be followed by the Honorable Steve Dean. Good morning, Phil.
Good morning. How y'all doing?
Fine.
All right. I got a couple things to talk about this morning. First of all, I was talking to Mr. Dustin about a month or two ago. Those big limbs in the ditches, there's a lot of small limbs. You know, when it's been raining, storm, they fall in the ditches, but there's a lot of them out there, you know, in the ditches.
Excuse me, Mr. Beck, which one of the three Becks are you? John, James, or Jerry?
Jerry.
Jerry, okay, thank you.
Okay, then,
they're talking
about Gardenia. Gardenia Road, okay, thank you. Okay, now, I had talked to Mr. Larry Webb last time about all the trash in the ditch, you know, we picked up, he said he'll get some out of the good ditch, you know, like, you know, how to put it from the jail. But there's ain't nobody been out there to pick it up. All the trash in the ditch, you know, there's a lot of it from the ditch. And I don't know, because God, you know, I'm afraid that, you know, to pass the roads, you know, wait. Sometimes, but he'd be skipping a lot of holes. You know, down from that big brick house before you get to the creek, down the creek, the big brick house.
The budges.
Right.
Yes, sir.
You know, that spot was real bad. They'd be missing that a lot.
You know what's going down that field?
Yeah. And because he just by himself.
Sorry?
He by himself, though. When the elves wasn't, he had two people.
The patch crew, sir.
Yes.
Okay.
What road is this?
It's Gardenia.
Gardenia Road?
Yes, sir.
And yeah, I was having trouble understanding you. There are holes, potholes in the road?
Well, he patched them, but he'd be kind of missing them.
Okay.
I'm James Beck. Okay. Chase Teptella, the committee. Anyway, I'm up here to kind of talk about a few things that we've already talked about in the past. But anyway, I'm here to talk about brush hogging, you know, the side of the road, because I hadn't had nobody brush hog this year down there. And then, you know, I've got two driveways. I used to could see when the grass is cut, I could see from one driveway to the other. And a lot of time now, you know, it had got so tall, you know, I had to, you know, by the time I back out in the road, I had to sit there for a while to see if anybody was coming. And see, the people are still driving, some of them is too fast on that road, so you gotta still be on your watch. You know, I know they got a sign 35 miles an hour, but some people just ignore that sign. But anyway, and then, now the place right across the street from where I live, this guy, you know, he hired somebody to come in, and he come in and did a lot of work. He cut the grass, and the machine that he operates, it'll cut stumps and cut little small trees and stuff. So he come in and cleaned that out. And a lot of times when you're driving up the road, the grass and weeds and those small bushes have got so tall, if you get over meeting a car to pass a car, sometimes that grass and stuff is tilting your car, which I know that's a small road down there anyway. So we just want to see if we can get some help to kind of get these things taken care of.
Bill, what's the mowers at Precinct 2, Charles?
They ought to be real close to North Eagle.
I know there's in North City.
They were in North City and they caught some in Precinct 1. He should make it there this week.
Okay.
Just think off my head. Now, the boom axe is down. It's down for a hydraulic cylinder. But
okay.
The mowing tractor will be there.
I'm John Beck. I want to touch on a few things about the potholes and things. But the way we get down there, the Gardena Road, we go all about 3 miles down 154, we take a left on 555. We follow that until we get to 1649. And then about a mile, and then take a right. The Gardena be on the left, then on the right. I stay on Gardena on the right. And some of those potholes are kind of deep, and they won't put nothing, they'll skip over there. And which one time, they'll cut a log on both things, and had a lot of potholes. And now they're not cutting no pothole, but we got a lot of traffic on that road. Because every day you see some car you don't even ever seen before. And we take a ride on Gardena, come all the way through, and it'll run back in the 726. And then we take a right, go out about a mile, and take a right. Then that'll lead you right back to Gilbert. So we just, like for someone that hasn't been out there, maybe just drive around through there and take a look, we would appreciate it.
This in the Diana area, this road?
It is. Okay. Yeah, it wasn't Precinct 1 for
ever. For a year, ever. And
then it was redistricted in 3-4 years ago.
Yeah, the last census.
Yeah.
Okay.
It came into Precinct 2.
Appreciate it.
Okay. Gardena goes from 726 to 154.
Yes, sir. So and then it also goes over to back towards, like you said, back towards Gilmore and all that stuff. Got
it. Some of those holes in the state right away apron.
Yeah, they are.
Man, I tell you what, they ain't doing us right. I mean, just living here in town, it's just a mess.
Yeah.
And it's on the state's part of what they're supposed to keep up. Thank y'all for bringing those concerns up here. It's always good to see you guys.
Yeah.
See from that part of the county once in a while. Okay. Let us know how we feel out here. Okay, Mr. Steve Dean, you're next.
Thank you. Just wanted to remind everyone about our Memorial Park dedication and our Texas Historical Commission historical marker dedication coming up on October the 17th. That'll be the afternoon of the opening day of Yamboree. We're out on 1707 Matchin Lane. We're about halfway between Farm Road 852 and Cherokee Trace. And we're right next door to Commissioner Miller's home where he lives. But we're going to have a nice program. We have several combat veterans from the Vietnam War and also the Global War on Terror conflict. They'll be there to help honor the memory of Petty Officer Matchin. We have Dick and Terry's coming to speak, not the least of which is our Honorable County Judge. Tip Teller will be there to open the ceremonies. We look forward to that. We have a B-52 from Barksdale Air Force Base that will be doing a flyover during the national anthem. At the closing part of the ceremony, we have F-18 fighters from the Navy coming to do a flyover. So, and then we also have an air show. The Matchin family will be represented. Matchin was the first Navy SEAL killed in action in Vietnam. And so it's very important, and he's a very well-known and well-respected member of the SEAL community, a veteran, and someone who needs to be remembered. We're also remembering several of our combat veterans. If you're a veteran, you're certainly urged to come, and the entire general public as well. We have plenty of parking, and we're looking forward to beautiful weather and like to have everybody come.
What time?
The program, the actual flyover is at 3 o'clock. So you need to get there at least by 2:30 to get parked and get in place. Look forward to
The program will start at 3 p.m., is that correct?
Yes, sir. Okay. The national anthem kicks off at 3 o'clock, whether anybody's there or not. It's going to happen.
Sheriff's office is going to be there.
Sir?
Sheriff's office is going to be there.
Thank you. I was just going to, I've got a note to come see you all, so.
Good.
You're probably going to need some help directing traffic because there's that road. It's not a wild road. Okay. Does that knock out everybody from the citizens' comments? Item three, consider and take action of some things 3A through F. I want to pull out part of 3F and move that down to a later in the meeting. That was my idea, nobody else's. So item three is going to be consider and take action on approval of.
Which one did you want to pull out tonight?
To record the base pay revisement effective October 1.
Oh.
All right, number three, consider and take action on approval of A, the minutes of previous meetings, B, payroll changes, C, the payroll, D, budget amendments, E, accounts payable, and F, to accept for recording the following: auditor's reports, treasurer's reports, bonds, oaths, deputations, certificates, state and county taxes summary, refund of overpayment or erroneous tax payments in excess of $2,500, endorsement for commercial general liability insurance for the Clarksville Oil and Gas Company Limited, and applications for use of Upshur County roads and rights of way permit requests.
You're pulling F because that's elsewhere on the agenda, is that correct?
Do what?
You're pulling the F about the position list.
Yes.
Base because
I'm
that's
not pulling it, I'm just going to talk about it separately.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
I make a motion that we approve item 3A through E.
Second.
All right, got a motion and a second. We approve items 3A through E. Any further discussion? Those in favor, please indicate.
Uh-huh.
Any opposed? Okay, so that was 4-1.
Care to say why you voted against it?
All right, number four is discuss and take action to accept for recording the Upshur County position list with base pay, which was revised. I think it was really revised on 9/16/2024. We can either do that now or discuss that after closed session. Y'all's choice. All right, I'll say we move it down later in the meeting. Judge LaFleur is on the way, so number five, we'll hear about from him when he shows up. Number six, discuss and take action to approve a proclamation declaring October as National Domestic Violence Awareness Month.
Most of the time y'all read the proclamation. Do you have that with you? Or you would like me to read it?
Well, is there anything you want to add to it?
First of all, I want to thank everyone for taking the time to make aware of the domestic violence and sexual assault awareness day. I also wanted to invite everyone. We're having a close to home conference for sex trafficking around our area. We're bringing special speakers and from around the world to come and speak at the conference. It is free. I left the flyers on my desk, but I'll come back and bring some to the courthouse and bring some around or here for the for y'all to pick up if you're interested. It's also on our website on Facebook. You're welcome to look on there. You can register. It's for everyone in our area. It talks about, you know, how sex trafficking has hit our, it's too close to home. A lot of people don't realize how close it is and how much people it impacts here in our community. If you want me to email it to you, I do have my business cards. I can leave it here with you, and I can email you the flyer and the information on it. Other than that, that's it.
Okay, let me talk about this proclamation. Domestic Violence Awareness Month of 2024. Whereas the crime of domestic violence violates the basic human rights of safety and dignity, and in 2022, 216 Texans were killed due to domestic violence. And whereas the problems of domestic violence and teen dating violence are not confined to any group of people, but cut across all economic, racial, gender, and societal barriers. And whereas the impact of domestic violence and teen dating violence directly affects individuals and communities when society ignores or tolerates violence in relationships. And whereas last year, the Women's Center of East Texas provided face-to-face services to over 1,335 adults and 152 children who experienced domestic violence and provided 7,184 days of shelter. And whereas last year, the Women's Center of East Texas provided these direct services to six victims of Upshur County. Now, I therefore, Todd Tepfeller, the Upshur County Judge, and the members of the Upshur County Commissioner's Court, by virtue of the authority vested in us, do proclaim the month of October 2024 as National Domestic Violence Awareness Month, and call upon the people of Upshur County to work together with the Women's Center of East Texas and local partners to bring an end to domestic violence and teen dating violence. But I want to add this, and this proclamation is correct, the impact cuts across all the demographics.
Yes, we service men.
A lot of people think, though, hey, this is a poor people problem. The difference is the services you provide are for poor people, but this affects everybody because a lot of those folks have places they can go stay, and they have access to expensive water. A lot of people y'all help don't, and I appreciate that. I've seen what y'all done. So to proclaim this, it's got on here the 30th day of October. I'm going to change it to September. I'll need a vote.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Motion and a second that we proclaim that the month of October is National Domestic Violence Awareness Month.
I'm not sure if we could take a picture.
Those in favor, please indicate. Motion passes five oh.
We got a lot of Long Beach, right?
Yes, we're in Long Beach, but we also have, we're also housed here at the Open Door Practice Center. They allow us to come and see people here in case we can't travel, we can travel to them here.
Okay.
Come on, take a picture of us.
Okay, hold on, let me get a sign.
And I'm the advocate for Upshur County.
You have some cards?
I do have some cards.
Yes, write some cards out for us. Thank you for being our advocates.
Thank you. Of course, I'm bilingual, so I work with all kinds of people. Stay pretty busy. Okay, yes. And I'm sorry if you don't have flyers, but I'll bring some.
You gonna get the picture, Chad?
I'll get it for you.
You guys huddle up. Okay.
Did you get in it?
It is October the 8th. October the 8th, it starts at, it starts at 9 o'clock.
We'll go to the discussion, but we weren't voting on it, sorry, the budget.
Oh, okay. Girl, y'all talking something between the lines.
Not sure.
I just asked you why you voted no, but you can. You said it's because court already acted.
Yes.
I did forget to say where it's at, it's at the Lockport Convention Center. It starts at 8 o'clock. And registration is, like I said, on free online, on the Women's Center of East Texas website.
Thank you, ma'am.
Thank you.
Have a good day.
I'm not playing, y'all, it's all right. There's a, we'll discuss it probably later. We've already voted on the budget, I got that, and we've set all the position salaries. There's a couple of positions out of whack that I just want to think about for a few minutes. That's all, nothing really big and exciting. All right, let me see. We've done six. Number seven, hear from the Road and Bridge Administrator with an update of the county roads in each precinct. Good morning, Phil.
Good morning, sir. Well, let's see. We finished out the month with the completion of Industin's area of Astor and Poppy. That was our last two roads that we built in the last 30 days. We installed two large culverts for Mike Ashley on Auburn Road. We are doing overlays in every area with the material we made from the public before the physical injury. So we have material there to use to do overlays. Roughly, for an example, Jay's got 0.3 mile done on several different roads in your area. Same with every one of them. So that's basically what we're doing until tomorrow to get new money so we can make another road. The weather's hot, we're going to continue.
I've had some people see me at, I mean, not make a form, but seeing me at the grocery store, the church, right there on the sidewalk, and said, man, I sure like my road. Thank y'all for getting it powdered up. And I don't even know what they're both used to when I first took this job, is how the sky's falling.
Right.
And y'all just don't do any work on roads. Now I get positive feedback, you know, and I think they're using our resources wise, but I'm not trying just to brag on you too much.
No, sir.
But it's a change to get a compliment once in a while.
Yes, sir, it is. We also...
It is, really. I mean, used to people track you down, put a mark on you. My roads are bad. Y'all, we work on roads. Of course, that was 5 years ago. And I think the last one, I got a compliment on was that in your precinct, Jay, going into Summerfield.
They know you.
People are just thrilled, and there's a lot of people live down there.
Also, didn't mention earlier, you mentioned TxDOT and their service.
Yeah.
Actually, TxDOT has got a new man in the position. I met with him last week and secured us some millings. So we're going to start moving some buildings. We're about out of those. Real, real nice guy by the name of Terrence. He just Matter of fact, he's still going through school, but he is going to be my contact man right here with TxDOT. So I don't know, the last one we had, you talking about the apron that the state does. They pretty much don't do anything anymore there, and even the culvert and the drainage situation, they like to put off on us because they say they need access to our road more than we need theirs. So.
Phil, you know the railroad track. When it floods, you got to have a jet ski to come down 154.
Yes, sir.
Well, and then look at those actions right there at the corner of the Methodist Church, 154.
Yes, sir.
It's been that way ever since I took office. Looks like General Patton's people.
Right.
Water around it.
Right.
But it's just sat there, and the mayor's asking for help. They don't care. They're not worried about it.
So, anyway, we're going to move that. Starting here in just a little while, we've had to do a little more excavation at our yard.
I felt like y'all were getting beat up a little on that road apron. It's really the state's. And then if you go out there and doodle with it, then they're mad at you.
Or it really becomes ours. Yes, sir.
Thank you. Yeah, did you do work in each of the four precincts the past month, Phil?
Do yes. What?
I was asking if you did work in all four precincts.
Oh, yes, sir.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
Thank you.
Okay, items 8, 9, 10, and 11, I've got more. Closed session, which I will call out when they get there. Request of the commissioner to put those on there. Number 12, discuss and take action to change, lower, or modify the speed limit on College Road pursuant to Chapter 545 of the Texas Transportation Code. I don't see anybody here on College Road. I understand Mr. Miller's had some complaints about people going too fast up and down that road. Tell us about that.
Yeah, we've been playing phone tag. I called him this morning to let him voicemail. There weren't any speed limit signs out there at all, so I think we're in agreement on that. Phil wanted to talk to you too, see some of those grandkids come out there and play. Maybe we can put up some slow children and play time. I know the DA said he's not for or against whatever.
Billy Bird lives down that road. Told me it didn't matter to him.
Yeah.
One more road.
But the guy was asking about speed bumps, and we can't do that. That's with their TxDOT district engineer for them to come out and assess, I'm sure, for a nominal fee.
Well, I think we talked to TxDOT too once. They kind of buy this thing.
Get a district engineer to come look at it, and whatever they approve, if they approve something.
The law is we can set speed limits on any portions of county roads that aren't in incorporated cities and aren't part of TxDOT system. And the law is that the speed limits we set have to have can only have a minimum of 35 miles per hour. Unless one or two exceptions are met, one of them is it's in a residential area that's defined by the transportation code over the 500 feet of the school district. So you can't just willy-nilly go around. And then when you change that speed limit, it can only be lowered to 20. So the College Road individual is welcome to bring this back. We can bring it back. It's people are busy, I got that. There is some restraints on what we can and can't do.
I think a good start, though, is to actually have speed limit signs and then the slow children play, maybe.
Okay.
They'll pay attention to that.
Do we need to vote on that?
No.
Okay.
Because there should be signs on the road anyway.
Right.
So the problem could be handled without a vote?
Yes.
Okay.
We're not changing it, they don't modify it.
Okay, number 13, discuss and take action to approve the removal and replacement of new fuel tanks at the Road and Bridge Department.
Okay, this is something that we've been working on for a while, and I want to say thank you to Mr. Nicholson, who has provided the efforts of searching for other bids. We have a bid turned in by Titus Pump, who is certified by the TCEQ, and Mr. Nichols has spent a lot of time looking for other bids that might beat this bid or might be a better bid or maybe it could come out a little cheaper, and he informed me that probably this is going to be the best route to go. The other certified people that can do this are either in Houston or Dallas or out somewhere out west, El Paso, somewhere out there, which their charges would be, we would have to pay their room and board while they were here, so this runs the price up quite a bit. We have a bid to replace two of the tanks, remove all three because of corrosion, rust, and leakage, and replace these two tanks and all new connections and some new instruments to be on there where we can better monitor them. They will be leveled on concrete foundations for $120,377. And I'm asking for the court to approve this. I do make a motion that we take this action to approve the removal and replacement of the new tanks, fuel tanks at the road and bridge to prevent possible problems in the future of leakage. If you look at where some of the welds have been made on that for the connections, I'm not a welder, but it's bad. It would never pass x-ray, and they're corroded and they're leaking. We've already got this problem out there we're having to clean up, and we don't want another problem. These new tanks will be double walled. They will have sensors between the walls that will let us know if one of the walls start leaking, we will be notified. They're going to have some sensors on there for low level, high level, and ways for it to escape. They will be TCEQ certified tanks that will be in spec for anything they require. And I make that motion.
Second.
Is this outfit in Mount Pleasant? You said Titus, so I thought maybe.
No, they're out of Longview.
Out of Longview. It's TITUS.
Yeah, it's Titus, but okay. It's out of Longview. Thank you.
Second.
Motion and a second that we contract the Titus pump service to replace, to remove and replace the new fuel tanks at the road and bridge department. It's my understanding we're going to replace three tanks and now have two, is that right?
Yes.
And then I note in the quote to remove and leave on south the three existing tanks.
Yeah, that's correct.
Yeah, because I think those tanks are worth something.
We've talked about, and Phil, you correct me if I'm wrong, what we discussed out there is he's going to clean them where they will be safe, flash them, then cut the ends out of them, and they'd be great culverts. Is that correct, Phil?
Yes, sir.
So we'll be able to use them instead of buying culverts that cost $20,000. We'll have tanks that he can use as culverts.
All right. Last question I have, and I hadn't looked this up. Is this something, Connie, we have to let out for bids?
No, there's an exclusion for public health and emergency, and I think this could be construed as that, given that we've already got an issue with a gas leak. So they did go out. We didn't actually publish any type of request for bids, but they did go out and get additional quotes to be sure that this was a good price.
We just didn't go with
parcel. So we went on Tanks Guru. No. Look at Carter. I figured that, man. All these tanks are way out there. Well, this is a good deal.
The cheapest one that we found was like $3,200 more than them tanks, and that did not include the tanks.
I'm not quarreling. Mr. Williams says we're good to do it. We offered articulating the reasons. Any further discussion?
Bet you have been called the tanks guru.
Those in favor, please indicate. Motion passes 5-0. Number 14, discuss and take action to accept the Gorman Oaks Road into the county inventory. And that's all I'm going to read on that. This is out there on the railroad where they replace that. As I brought up at the last meeting, y'all told me to go ahead and conclude the deal and sign that deed, but let me talk to the railroad lawyer first. That railroad lawyer ain't losing any sleep talking to me about this. In Omaha, Nebraska, I've called him twice. He's called me back once. I think the next step is for me to just obliterate his deed and email it to him and say, that I think that'll get a rise out of him. But we got the short stick because when we agreed to do this, it says at the end of the deal, when we get the road done, it says the county will accept $160,000 plus in pre-playlight mitigation damages, and that check's in there in my desk drawer this week. And the county will sign a deed accepting the property in a form substantially similar to the one that was in the deal we signed. These people are very clever. So we got the short stick. I was going to talk to him and just see if I could get him to trim some of that down some on the indemnity part of it. And so the time he did email me, it's all, oh, Mr. Jeff Teller, happy holidays and all that. And sure, yeah, we'll talk about it, but I never get any follow-up with it. So I just think we let this ride for now. But I mean, at the end of the day,
we don't have to sign something.
We're going to have to sign something pretty close to what they're wanting because we already agreed to that. Plus, we got a good road and we need the money. So, I mean, just that one payment there will cover your fuel tax if you decided to look at it that way.
5 years from now, though.
Well, I mean, yeah, it's going to be, but, you know, maybe the sheriff can put some jailers in there to clean it out. If you let them escape, they'd all figure out a way to get in there and hide. Yeah. I mean, what, Philip, here's the thing. There's so much drainage and water out there. They've done a spectacular job. We're afraid the wrong kind of flood would move a bunch of clay around and really put us to a bunch of trouble and keep it serviced. And that was our hesitation. But we're down to the nitty gritty now, and that's why I don't think we're ready to sign that deed yet. Anybody else? Now, I know this has bothered Commissioner Ashley more than any of us. That's why I'm kind of looking his way to his precinct.
Motion to table 14.
All right.
Second.
Those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion 5-0 to table that. 15, discuss and take action to remove the Upshur County Juvenile Probation from the juror donation form and to add Martin House Children's Advocacy Center to the juror donation form.
This is his housekeeping.
That's all it is.
Most approved.
Second.
Most in 2 seconds, we approve. I was told, we're led to believe by the DA's office, we don't even accept donations from the juvenile probation board. We hadn't and we're not supposed to. If they want to donate, it needs to be the CAC. Okay, enough of that. Those in favor, please indicate. Motion passes 5-0.
You said the county can't legally accept that?
Kristen, tell them what we were told.
Linda said the court's action was previously made to give it to juvenile probation, add them to the list, and it had to be used when they were doing community service. Well, now it's piling up in a line item for them, and nobody can touch it because they don't do community service through juvenile probation anymore. So we need to quit putting money in there and pass it to somebody that can use it worthwhile.
So this is taking the money is legal.
It's not being used for what it was intended for.
And it's voluntary anyway, right?
Yes. Okay.
They had figured out a way to mandate that the juror fees be returned to some other deal. So
basically when
the juror wants to donate their jury fee, they can.
This is when they made the mandate because of COVID about community service. That money no longer can be used. We're not doing community service.
We voted on that, didn't we? All those in favor, let me know. 5-0. Okay. 16, discuss and take action to approve and accept for recording the internal audit report for the district clerk's daily deposits and change funds. Ms. Williams.
Yes, sir. The report will be online with your other internal audit reports once approved by court. Just a brief summary. On 8/13/24, we performed a change fund audit and found that the office was $50 short. The explanation that was provided was that it was used for postage, but there was no receipt and we could not corroborate that with anybody else in the office. On 8/21, we reviewed the daily deposit report and noted that there had been a transaction reversal. So we requested a transaction reversal of a passport fees collected in the amount of $70. So we asked for the passport log, which is the support behind collection of all the fees because it has a tracking number when they mail them off. And we also requested the original receipts and found that, in fact, they had received $70 more than what was on the report. And the reversal was an attempt to make the report tie to the fact that it was $70 short. We did a second change fund audit on 8/27/24 and found, again, they were $50 short. The reversal was done by the previous district clerk, and I brought her in or asked her to come to my office and discuss it, and her explanation was that she reversed it because she couldn't find the money. I turned the report over to the district attorney to see if there was any action on his part required, and he followed up on it.
So this is an audit that we perform, and we're just making it public record?
Yes, sir. We do internal audits. Like, for instance, we do the jail commissary. We've done other petty or change fund audits. We always make those. They're public records, so we always post those.
Of course, Ms. Hernandez was charged with misdemeanor last week. I presume that was related to this audit?
She probably can't speak on that. I would say that you would have to talk to the district attorney on that, sir.
My question was, is this something they do anyway and you straighten it out, or is it just an independent report that needs to be recorded with the latter?
It's just all of the internal audits I present to the board, and they just accept them.
So that's pretty routine.
It's very routine. It's just a routine.
You know, remember the audit on the road and bridge and the sheriff's department?
Commissary.
She's audited them. She's audited everybody.
I think you're held by statute for that, don't you?
The commissary audit by jail standard statute,
I think there's some statute that you have to audit.
Mm-hmm.
And make it public record. Motion approved.
Motion and a second that we approve except for recording the internal audit report from the district clerk's daily deposit and change fund. Any further discussion? Those in favor, please indicate.
Aye.
Motion passes 5-0. All righty, the time is now 10:44 a.m. We're going to go to the closed session. Took to the authority contained in 5551 of the Texas Government Code, otherwise known as the Texas Open Meetings Act. And we're going to do things pursuant to the authority under 551.072, 551.0725, 551.074, and 551.076 to discuss, among other things, and two with A, the Round 12 Project Administration, if anything there is to discuss, B, Round 12 Renovation Funding and ARPA Grant Requirements, C, payment of health care related costs due on Upshur County employees and dependents through the county's third party administrator, D, policy and procedures on disposal of used tires, E, options and contracts to control and mitigate beaver water damages on county roads and rights of way. F, security and use policy of county trash and debris dumpsters at the Road and Bridge Department. G, available options to replenish the county sand supply at the Road and Bridge Department. All right, folks, we're now in closed session.